The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, welcome to In Between Semesters. I'm DJ Wei, and this is where we talk about the in-between phases of growing up, when you're excited, overwhelmed, unsure, and still figuring things out at the same time. Hi guys, welcome back. Today's episode is about something that I think a lot of people experience in their early 20s, but it's not heavily talked about, I'd say, and that is relationships. And not in a dramatic way, not in a love advice way, but in a growth and independence way. Because your early 20s are such a specific time in your life. You're figuring out who you are, what you want, where you want to go. And at the same time, relationships start to feel more real, more serious, more emotional, more long-term. And that's where things can get a little complicated. So I wanted to talk about the good side of relationships. And I want to start by saying relationships in your 20s are not a bad thing at all. This podcast is not just me dissing on relationships and how you should be single in your 20s. It is not that at all. They can actually be really positive. Being in a relationship can teach you how to communicate, teach you how to care about someone else, teach you how to be vulnerable, teach you what you want and what you don't want. They can be grounding, they can be supportive, and they can make your life feel more full. And I think sometimes when people talk about independence, it can sound like you have to be alone to grow, and that's not true. You can absolutely grow in a relationship. So that's where I kind of wanted to shift things and talk about where it gets complicated. I think the part that's harder to talk about is how relationships can affect your independence, especially during a time in your life when you're still figuring yourself out. Because when you go into college or you're just in your early 20s in general, everything is new. Your environment's new. There's new people. There's new opportunities. And most importantly, you might be going through a new version of you. You're not the same person you were in high school, and you're not fully the person you're going to become yet. You're in between. And when you're in a relationship during that time, it can sometimes shape your experience in ways you don't even realize. Not in a bad way, just in a different way. So how can it shift your experience? I think one of the biggest things is that relationships can create a sense of stability, which sounds like a good thing, and it is. But sometimes that stability can also keep you in a smaller version of your life. You might spend more time with one person instead of meeting new people, or stay in more instead of going out and experiencing things, or just overall make decisions based on the relationship instead of what you want for yourself. And again, none of this is wrong. It just means your experience might look a little different. Because your 20s are usually a time where you say yes to random plans, meet a lot of different people, go to different places. You're just stepping outside of your comfort zone. And when you're in a relationship, sometimes that exploration becomes more limited. Not because you can't do those things, but because your priorities naturally just shift. So that's where I kind of wanted to get into how I personally feel about this based on my experience with it. And for me personally, I almost went into college in a relationship. And I remember feeling really torn about it because on one hand, I truly did care about that person. But on the other hand, I had this strong feeling that this next chapter of my life needed to be something different, something that was just mine. And I wasn't doing that because I was selfish. And it's not because that decision was easy. There was a lot of factors behind it, and every situation is different. But looking back now, it was one of the best decisions I could have made for myself because it gave me the space to become independent and to make decisions fully on my own and to figure out who I was without being influenced by someone else's presence in my everyday life. And that experience taught me so much. I mean, I think being in a relationship can kind of morph what you think you want. And once I got out of that relationship, I truly did rediscover, or I wouldn't even say rediscover, I think I truly did discover that what I thought I wanted was completely the opposite. I mean, I can't imagine how I would have been if I stayed in it. And it's not because that person didn't treat me right or anything. I think it's just because I truly have changed my expectations and desires in a way to that myself back then would have just not been able to learn and grow in the way that I did because I got out of that relationship, if that makes sense. So just overall, what that taught me is being on my own in college forced me to grow in many ways. I mean, I had to put myself out there. I had to meet new people, figure out my own routines, and make decisions without having to, you know, constantly text someone or call someone, ask them for advice, or tell them about my day-to-day routine. I'm not being codependent on someone. And through that, I learned things that I didn't even realize I needed to learn. I just became more confident, more sure of myself, more comfortable being alone. And I think one of the biggest things was realizing I can truly create a life for myself. I don't need someone else to help me or build it for me. And that doesn't mean I don't value relationships. It just means I built a strong foundation before adding one. So the balance. I think the real takeaway from all of this isn't don't be in a relationship in your 20s. It's more about awareness. It's about asking yourself, am I still growing as an individual? Am I still making choices for myself? Am I still exploring who I am? Because the healthiest relationships are the ones where both people are still individuals, where you're choosing each other, not relying on each other for your entire sense of identity. And I think that's especially significant during this phase of life. And something else I've been thinking about is how different relationships feel when you already know yourself. Because when you've taken the time to build independence first, because then you're not entering a relationship looking to find yourself, you're entering it already knowing who you are and what your expectations and desires are. And that changes everything. You choose differently, you communicate differently, you set boundaries differently. You don't lose yourself within the whole process because you've already found yourself. As I talked about, you know, a relationship later versus now, and how you can be in a relationship and you can both grow and not rely on each other. I wanted to kind of talk about how to know if a relationship is helping you grow or holding you back. And the tricky part is it's not obvious, because a relationship doesn't have to be toxic or unhealthy to still limit your growth. Sometimes it's subtle. So I think it comes down to a few honest questions you can ask yourself. The first one is, do I still feel like an individual? When you're in a healthy relationship, you still feel like you. You still have your own thoughts, your own opinions, your own interests. You're not constantly merging your identity with the other person. But if you start to feel like your personality, your decisions, or even your day-to-day life revolves around them, that's when you want to pause and check in with yourself, because you shouldn't have to shrink or adjust who you are just to maintain a relationship. The second question is, am I still doing things for myself? Are you still trying new things, spending time with different people, pursuing your own goals, or are most of your decisions being filtered through the relationship? Again, it's natural for priorities to shift a little bit, but you should still feel like you're building your own life, not just a shared one. The third question is, do I feel supported or limited? A healthy relationship should make you feel supported in your growth. Like, you can take opportunities, you can try new things, make decisions, and that person is encouraging you. They're not making you feel guilty or making you second guess yourself. And they're not making you feel like you have to choose between them and your growth. If anything, they should make you feel more confident in becoming who you want to be. The fourth question is, am I becoming more confident or more dependent? And I'd say this one is big, because relationships can either build your confidence or slowly make you rely on someone else for it. You want to feel like, I know who I am and I chose this person, not I need this person to feel okay. There's a difference between love and dependence, and in your early 20s, learning that difference is very significant. Lastly is, if this relationship ended, would I still feel like myself? This one is a hard one, but it is real, because at the end of the day, you should still have a strong sense of who you are outside of the relationship. Your identity shouldn't disappear if the relationship does. And that doesn't mean you don't care about the person. It just means you haven't lost yourself in them. Relationships should add to your life, not become your entire life. They should expand you, not limit you. They should support your independence, not replace it. And again, this isn't about being perfect or having the perfect person. It's just about being aware, because your early 20s are about becoming who you are. And the right relationship won't interrupt that. It will grow with you. So, whether you're in a relationship, thinking about one, or choosing to stay single for now, just make sure you're not losing yourself in the process, because the relationship you have with yourself, your independence, your confidence, your ability to trust yourself, that's the foundation for everything else. Thank you so much for listening to In Between Semesters. I'm really glad you're here navigating these in-between phases with me. I'll see you next episode.